What is DTEX?
DTEX is an organization that creates detection technology to be able to detect pathogens in solution, like E. coli in water or Listeria in food.
And how did you develop this?
It came out of the University of Calgary, the first core technology, and then we've come up here to Edmonton and ACAMP, and we've been working with folks like ACAMP, NATE. So there's been support from different organizations, and we basically have a physicist that puts together the hardware and some chemists that put together the test kits. So then we have a box that will detect and a test kit that lets you put in your sample. And those things work together to give you an instant result of the bacteria.
Well, how is what you're doing different from what else is on the market?
So currently, if you want to detect E. coli or Listeria, you would there's two methods. You'd either culture that sample, and that might take 3 or 4 days to get the results back. That's fairly typical. Or you could use PCR, which is looking at DNA, and now you can get the results much quicker in about 18 hours, and our results come in about 5 minutes.
And where are you in terms of your commercialization?
So we've got three working prototypes, and now we're actually looking to get those out into the field and get them validated for the data. And then from there, we can actually go into more of a real production run.
Now, you're here today where the announcements of this year's innovation vouchers has been made, and you've received one. How will you use this voucher?
So the money that we will receive from that will allow us to make the device that we have a little bit smaller and a little bit more economical to create, so we can manufacture it cheaper, really, and that gives us more of a competitive edge in the market. And so we're working with folks like ACAMP here, because as you go through that process, there's a lot of manufacturing issues and a lot of cost reduction engineering, re-engineering issues, and they've got a lot of experience in that, so they help us through that so we don't have to do it twice.
When do you expect that you'll have everything on the market?
Well, we're hoping to be able to sell this this summer, if all goes well.
And how big is the market? Are you going to hit the world?
Yeah, food processors around the world have this problem of holding food, sometimes, you know, several days until they release it, or they run the risk of having a recall, which is very expensive for them and very damaging to their brand. So here might be an option for them to be able to get food out safely and not have to have that risk of a recall.
Now, is this something that the homeowner could use?
Eventually. Right now, the technology is still expensive enough that it's probably too expensive for a homeowner. So once this has been out in the market for a year or two and we can get the cost of the units down, then I think it's something that certainly anybody with a well or, you know, not drinking piped city water sort of thing would be very interested in, yes.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.